Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
When the Taliban was in power in Afghanistan prior to 9/11, they held public executions in stadiums. Thieves had their hands cut off, and those convicted of robbery often had their hand and foot amputated. The leader of the Taliban, Mullah Nuruddin Turabi, announced that after 20 years of being out of power, these punishments will resume. Turabi said that cutting off hands is very necessary for security, and that nobody should tell them what they should do and what laws that they should implement. Now, such inhumane treatment undermines human dignity, founded in the truth that we are all made in the image of God. This kind of justice ignores the path of restitution. This is where the criminal has an opportunity to pay back and restore his victim. But there's no room for that in the Taliban's version of justice, which essentially amounts to terror and abuse.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.